Stan, we have it queued up. We have the sound. Would you explain a little bit about what we're going to hear?
Right. What you're going to hear is 1 minute of the 10-minute creation overture, which was produced by a genius composer named Daniel Gill, who has a background connected to Shlomo Carlbach, the rabbi in San Francisco that pretty much set off the hippie movement.
Now, what's the basis of this music? I mean, how was it created?
He basically used... He explains it, it comes with the CD, he explains what he did. But basically he assigned musical notes and chords to the letters in a regular way.
All right.
And is rendering the text. Other than what he did, we also have on the same CD computer music, which is just tonal music, which goes much further into the text. So there's different ways you can sample this. What Daniel did was to create something that is emotionally connected and is deeper, but it is literally the sequence of letters in the first three verses of the Hebrew text.
Okay, and did he alter it at all to make it sound better?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
What he did is set certain musical standards that he then explored.
Okay.
But he didn't try to tweak it, if you want, even a purer form without any coloration to it, then there's the computer music, which is on the remainder of the CD.
Okay, now, after they listen to this, and of course, like you said, this is just the minute version, what's it supposed to do for people?
Well, you're supposed to let it into your heart directly. You don't have to head trip it. You don't have to understand geometry. You don't have to know Hebrew. You don't have to be religious. If this music is what we think it is, it has its own healing power. It's think of it as a healing virus for your mind. It tunes your mind. But how it affects each person depends on the person, I think. It depends on how you come to it. You have to meet it halfway.
Okay.
And it may not be everyone's cup of tea. There are other ways to render this, and we're not sure we have the ideal way yet. For instance, it's going to be possible to actually reconstruct the original Levite instruments. We didn't do that for this version.
All right, let's listen to the 1 minute version. Here we go. Stan, I got to tell you, that kind of sends chills down your spine, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's not the actual opening. That's near the end of the piece. The opening is there's a shockwave. You know, there's music of the creation of the universe that's just been published by some researchers. I have a scientific magazine here that's got a story on it. It's apparently being done now. It is eerily similar in some ways.